The urn on the mantel, his picture on the wall.
I can't forget our wedding day. My bride said, wait and see. I fixed our honeymoon cottage up just as cute as it can be. Well, we arrived and I must admit it was a nice surprise. Except two things that hit me right square between the eyes.
The urn on the mantel, his picture on the wall. The urn on the mantel, his picture on the wall.
Nothing ever grabs me or fills my heart with gall like
the urn on the mantel, his picture on the wall.
Of course, that was her first husband, the one who passed away. He never drank, played cards, or swore, or forgot their wedding day. When she would start to take a chair, he'd jump right up and move it. Well, that's the story according to her, and how am I gonna disprove it? That dude never did anything wrong, at least to hear her story. Why, he could fall in a sump hole and come out covered with glory. Now here I am, a-paying the bill so uncomplainingly. And when I come home to rest my bones, what is it I always see?
The urn on the mantle, his picture on the wall. The urn on the mantle, his picture on the wall.
Nothing ever grabs me or fills my heart with gall like
the urn on the mantle, his picture on the wall.
But when she gets that martyred look, that's when I start to burn. She gazes cow-eyed off into space, or at that dad-blamed urn, or at that ugly jazz bowl a-hanging on the wall. By George, that hacks me. That's all, brother. That's all. I'm gonna grab that pot and find a spot that's the bitter end of ends. A place so deep in the ocean, even a fish would get the bends. I'll wrap it up with that picture, weighted with lead and stone. And you'll hear me singing this little ditty when I come marching home. There is no
urn on the mantle,
my picture's on the wall.
No urn on the mantle,
my picture's on the wall. It never more will grab me or fill my heart with gall.
The urn on the mantle, his picture on the wall.